It's your enemy. Defeat your enemy. Grab hold on to your friend.
That's right. That's right, man.
Terrorist one.
If you would like to go, and this is a free concert happening tomorrow, right?
Yeah, oh, we're just going to bug out. We're going to practice tomorrow. Now, those are always the best concerts.
Rap the vote. Hip-hop voter empowerment rally.
Oh, can I say something about that?
You sure can.
You know, also, I was reading a little thing that came up on the Daily News. I'm sorry, not Daily News. I'm talking UCLA student paper. That thing we did out there.
Right?
So somebody at UCLA wrote up that, you know, they was like criticizing Rock the Vote because they said that they Rock the Vote had KRS-One up there, and KRS-One is someone whose profession is to say I don't vote,
right?
And I don't support the voting process, and that's the truth. But I also did mention, I did mention as well that that as I got older as well, I began to look at the political process, and even though I myself, my philosophy is that voting is the least you can do. The least you can do. The least thing you can do is vote. Now, there are so many other political things that you can do to change this country, to join in on your community and so on. But I hold myself out to be a man of God. So I don't advocate as a first solution voting.
Right.
I advocate the change in your heart. I advocate that when the country changes their heart and changes their mind, what we are trying to achieve through voting will be accomplished.
Mm.
But not everybody can stand that.
Right.
So I joined the voting process to say simply, listen, I'm registered to vote. Personally, KRS-One is registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't found somebody that I can vote for.
Right.
So in the meantime, I will support Rock the Vote, and I want to make that public that you know, my support for Rock the Vote is there, and that's why we're there tomorrow. But at the same time, KRS-One is still saying what he's been saying for many years. You know, like this record right here. You know, this record right here. Warner, Elektra, Atlantic equals Weir. Instead of fighting them, why don't you go free Mumia?
Right.
And, you know, I believe that through the voting process, we can affect even somebody like Mumia Abu-Jamal. But I also believe that through prayer, through visualization, through a change in our heart and mind, we can influence not only Mumia or his verdict, but the governor and the president that's keeping him there.
That's the power of spirit.
That's the power of spirit.
Now, can we find democracy in a country that was not founded on democracy?
Yes. But you can't find it as long as capitalism exists.
Mm, okay.
Democracy has always been a goal of the United States. We've never had democracy in this country. It's a goal.
It's an idea.
It's an idea. And it's once a lofty idea we're trying to get to. And we're trying. But as long as there's capitalism, democracy is almost impossible. And vice versa. True democracy wipes out capitalism. So, again, you know... You know, we look at these terms and I don't see, I mean, the one thing I do see is balance in the sense that the United States is built on such contradictions. So in that sense, it forms its strength. Democracy, you know, we're the only country to say democracy and capitalism. You know,
it's one and the same.
You know what I'm saying? No, trust in God. In God we trust, but a separation of church and state. You know what I'm saying? We're the only country just trying to, you know, separate God from government. I mean, like, that's like crazy.
Yeah, we're trying to get prayer in the church. Yeah, I mean, in the schools.
All right. Oh, look at what you said. That. See, this, let the spirit flow. You said we're trying to get prayer in church.
Divine forces.
Woo! That's a deeper statement.
Oh, yes.
We're trying to get prayer in church.
You know? Divine forces.
Feel that for that just came through your soul. Man, we're trying to get prayer in church. Ain't that hot? All they do is talk a lot. That's not high. Where's your Bible on the top? That's high. Where's your Quran on the top? That's high. Bhagavad Gita over the top. That's high. Five baskets of Buddha. You know that's high. Oh, man.
Brother, it's a gift for you, man. It's a gift for you, right there.
Yo, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Watch you. That's dope.
Did you hear that? I hope all of y'all was just... Did you hear that?
That's dope, man. Divine forces. The four agreements to hip-hop, man. And you got the calendar up there.
Quality. Those are derived from Miguel Ruiz, the four agreements. From the Toltec.
This is prime knowledge, man.
Yes, indeed. This is something we're trying to do with the youth in Watts and all over L.A.
Well, you know I'm there.
Oh, yeah. We're working on some stuff. Me and Malik are working some stuff.
Can I read this? It says Day of Detachment. I just caught this. This is the first one. Number one, trust in yourself, not what you accomplish, is the key to success. And that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Because when I was sleeping on the streets back in 83, that's all that got me to wherever I'm at. Belief in yourself. I mean, it's hard. You know, people say believe in yourself, and you're just supposed to believe in yourself. But that's hard to actually, you know, because there's other people telling you, no, yeah, you're whack.
Right.
Go join the army.
Stop.
You know, they're telling you to stop. And you got to believe in yourself against all odds.
That's hot. Now that's hot. I just told my kids that this morning, by the way.
Trust in yourself.
By the way, that was the lesson. And I know they're listening right now. Right now. I know my children, my family is listening right now.
Those are principles from the Vedic system.
From the Vedic. This one here sounds like Francis Bacon. Put yourself in the hands of the universe, then you will have no need for control. See, that's that giving up of your will to God's will. And Francis Bacon, a 17th century philosopher, spoke about this as well. He said, the only way to control nature is to submit to nature. And that's what we're moving away from. You know, we think we submitted enough to nature, you know, and we haven't. You know, we really haven't. You know, submit. This second one is very important. Put yourself in the hands of the universe. I mean, you know what kind of strength it takes to do that? To actually put yourself in the hands of the universe and actually walk like that. Like, that's how I'm walking.
Victory.
I mean, that's strength. That's strength to be honest.
And detached.
Right. You know, you got a boss, you got a teacher, you got this one, that one on your back. To actually stand. Imagine looking at your boss. You got rent, you got car note, everything. And you're looking at your boss, you say, you know what? The universe got me today.
I'm good.
What? I'm good.
No.
And they say, you know what? Well, you're out of here.
So good.
And then
I'm
you got
the
it, and it is all good because you got to put yourself in the hands of the universe. And see, I know this for a fact because living hip hop is this.
Yeah.
We get rejected every day.
Thank you.
Every day you call somebody up, they say, "Yo, whack, KRS-One is whack. I didn't like the beats on your last album." And then you got to look back. You got to say, "Okay, they just don't get it. Let me call somebody else." You know what we go through all the time.
No.
And then somebody else says,
no.
You pick up the phone. Somebody else say, "Yo." Yo, this KRS, yo, your album is so ill. Yo,
are you coming over here?
But here's the thing. If you don't put yourself in the universe and you don't worry about the success, you said not what you accomplished. See, the first one was not what you accomplished is the key to success. Trusting in yourself is the key to success. It ain't about whether I got 16 gold or platinum records. It ain't about whether you call it like my record, whether you call it you don't like my record, this, that, and the other. I know I did a right thing.
Yes.
When I write, I know what I write is right.
Yeah. It's true.
It's true. And what better way to write? I mean, it's so common sense. It's not even like we're sitting around a table, like we're so much holier than thou and this, that, and the other. We're all scoundrels in here. Everybody in here is thugged out. Don't let me get up in it. No. Everybody in here got something to say.
You know what? Because we run it. This is Mir One.
Mir, what's up?
He's one of our guests. Can I get him on that mic?
Yo,
really
get on
quick?
This mic. Get on this mic, real quick.
He's one of our guests on. He's also has generously shared with us some of his artwork for a premium.
Whoa,
you can go to kpfk.org. We can go to KPFK on the screen. So, well, Chris has got him right in front of him too.
Oh, where? Let me pull this off real quick.
This is definitely a beautiful man right here. A beautiful writer. How you doing, Mir?
I'm chilling, man. What's up, LA? Throw some money at us.
Hey, man. We just got
Our mean nice. You nice like that?
Matched $1,100.
Nice like that? Oh, this kid is nice. Yo, dog, y'all that can't hear me on the radio, I'm looking at a B-boy with a mouth coming out the side of his cheek. With like a hat that got some like mechanical something on it. Oh, this kid is ill. Mir One 2002.
Hey, Mir, show him your card. The card that was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, this is shit. Ew.
Well, he brought all kinds of stuff.
Yo.
You want to go to kpfk.org. You can check out the... I want to remind everybody that KRS-One will be performing tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Compton in the gymnasium. Man, that's beautiful. You guys are going out to Compton.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Returning.
That's the one thing is that these hoods, they don't get. I'm not saying they get them dissed, but a lot of times they get. Okay, we can say it then.
They get dissed.
You know, Compton Community College. Artesia Boulevard. It's 1111 Artesia Boulevard in Compton. Artist scheduled to perform KRS-One, MC Light, and I think if I'm not mistaken, Medusa's gonna be there too, right?
Oh yeah, Medusa. Me and Light doing something together though. We're gonna come out and perform together.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
And it's a free show.
It's a free show. It's practice for all of us. You know, for the real MCs out there. I mean, you don't get to hear this often, but you know, that's why them other cats be whack, man. I feel sorry for them because usually when we do show up to our paid gigs, we stomp right through them. And everybody know the KRS-One show. You know how it is. And people look at us and they say, wow, KRS-One is a great performer. How did he get like that? But man, I practice.
Yeah. That seems like a simplistic way of doing it.
See, I mean, like, it's common sense. You know, we got the Rock the Vote called us up. I said, hey, you know, we got this little thing going on. You want to come down? We were like, word, let's go to
practice.
Let's get the practice off.
Training. So many kids think that you just automatically have the talent like that. But the talent needs to be, yes, some people can have the gift, but you got to work it.
You still, in all aspects of life, you still need to be tutored. Even if you're born with talent, you still need that tutoring to take you from that rough rock to that perfect cube, as they say.
You know, let me ask you, since we're running over, but what do you think about Eminem?
In what way?
In the capacity as an MC.
He's dope. He's dope as an MC. I'm more impressed with Dr. Dre. You know, but Eminem is holding it down. And he's actually going to go down as one of the legends, believe it or not. That's what I think. His new movie looks hot. I like what he's doing with hip-hop. He's honest about himself, about where he is in it. You know what I'm saying? He's an honest cat. He's at least coming forward and saying, yo, this is me. And this is what I'm about. And also, he personifies hip-hop. Because in 1982, when Afrika Bambaataa came out with Planet Rock, the idea was a planet rock, to be able, a planet party, that hip-hop was supposed to encompass all nationalities. Matter of fact, beyond encompassing all nationalities, hip-hop was supposed to transcend all races, religions, classes of people, genders, all of that. And we join together in what Martin Luther King said, actually, not judging a person by their skin color, but by the content of their character. And nowhere in this country do you see that but in hip-hop. You know?
And that is talked about in The Freshest Kids.
The Freshest Kids is ill. That's the illest movie. And you know what's why? I know people sitting there listening to this saying like, yo, KRS-One, everything can't be ill. But no. It is.
When you watch this, it's like Scratch.
It is. This movie is so crazy. I'm bugging because I'm holding ill posters. I'm holding the illest books. I'm looking at the illest breaking video. This video, The Freshest Kids, is the illest breaking video. If you haven't seen it, you need to go get it. Or you need to make that pledge so they can hit you with one.
That's a $25 pledge.
This is
right
real.
Here.
This is real. And I don't endorse anything. This is real right here. This right here, this video right here is happening. And look at the package you got. I mean, you got Who Shot You, the book. I mean, you got hip hop in all formats. You got CD, video, and book. That's crazy.
And art.
And art. And art on top of that.
Are we encompassing all the elements?
You got all the elements. You will get more than the elements here because the stuff you got here also speaks to the future. It actually sizes you up as to what hip-hop should be. It actually tells you where you should be going. If you're a graffiti writer or just like graffiti art, and you see too many toys out there trying to blend colors, come to the master himself. Word.
We got to blow them phones up before we get out of here. 818-985-5735. I just got told we're over $3,000. We want to go a little bit higher. 818-985-5735. Support Listener Sponsored Radio. Support Divine Forces Radio. Support KPFK. Support hip-hop.
Support hip-hop, y'all. This is real. Listen, you know what? I want to thank you for having me here today as well. And,
it's the creator that creates all this.
You know what, man? You are the man because what you're doing is such a light. And it's funny because you're talking to people who document hip-hop's history. And we don't say this to pat ourselves on the back or anything, but in a real realistic sense, we're documenting the history. And you're part of it. And everything you do is part of it. And we're proud. We are proud of you and of this show. This is a breath of fresh air. Seriously.
Thank you for making it a part because it's people like you, the Temple of Hip Hop, other artists, and Jam Master Jay that inspired us. You guys are on another side of the country.
What's the holiday tomorrow?
Dia de los Muertos. I know. We're going to be talking about it in the third hour with some guests. Day of the Dead is an indigenous practice that happened thousands of years ago. And when the Spanish came over, they intertwined it with All Saints Day, which is today. And Adrian, do you know the exact date? I know it was before November 1st. Mm-hmm. But Dia de los Muertos, as its origins, was not even in November. I was... Right. You have ancestors. And, you know, we use our ancestors in many of the traditions that we come from. Whether it was Africa, Europe, you know, Asia, the Americas, our ancestors were used to help us. And to me, this is one reason why we had a lot of our traditions taken away from us. Whether it was the Ifa tradition, whether it was the Mayan tradition, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they changed everything and gave us that clock.
Right.
That's what we got now.
Right.
You know, that's what we're conditioned by now.
Right.
Is that clock. And we're trying to get away. And a lot of us, you know, there's a lot of brothers in here and sisters that study tradition and know that the clocks, the watch is already off the arm. So I think we're moving into this Aquarius thing. Yeah. No watch either, right, man?
No.
Okay. Yeah, get rid of the watches, man.
Yeah.
Get rid of the watches and definitely... Man, it's been a great show. I want to thank you so much, brother. Both of you, man. Because go ahead, man. We ain't done yet.
I was gonna get into a few more questions with Mara.
Go ahead, man.
I know we got the last 5 minutes.
No, the show goes to one.
Oh, okay. No, but they're dragging me out of here. This is. Can I shout a few people?
Yes,
actually,
please.
And what is the correct title of the Day of the Dead?
Día de los muertos. It's the R. Muertos.
Muertos.
The deceased.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, listen. I'm just give some shout outs real quick. Since we're on this topic, of course, you know, those that are just tuning in, you know, major condolences go out to Jam Master Jay and his family. and all those that surround the Jam Master Jay as well. But let us not forget Scott LaRock, Paul C, Buffy from the Fat Boys, Trouble MC, Trouble T Roy from Heavy D, Pumpkin, actually the original drummer for Sugar Hill catalog, played all of the Sugar Hill records. Keith Heron, graffiti writer, Mercury, TDC, both of them, Mercury and TDC from the Force MDs, Cowboy from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Master Don, Sugar Shaft from X-Clan, Prince Messiah, Dondi, graffiti writer, WizKid, Junebug, Eazy-E, there you know him, Pink House, Dr. Rock, Tupac, Big L, Big Pun, Notorious B.I.G., B-Dogs of Rex and Effects, Daryl C., Grandmaster Flowers, Disco King Mario. These are all people that hip-hoppers that have passed, but also have given great contributions to hip-hop. And it's funny, Outta Here is in the background while I read this. Freaky Time as well. Kuriaki, Buck Four from Rocksteady Crew. As well, Junebug, Bigga B from L.A. as well. Big up to Bigga B. Dream,
you know,
shout out to Dream, graffiti writer, as well. Poetic, of course, from Gravediggers, Alea, and Lisa Left Eye Lopez. You know, as we get older, death is reality. You know, people are going to die, but if we know that death is inevitable, why don't we try to live the life that has victory over death? And that is life united with God. That if you know while you are living that you are spirit, then in your death, in continuation of that knowledge, you shall live on. And I hope that, you know, those that are mourning the death of Jam Master Jay realize that in a lot of ways, death is a better place. And when you mourn for someone who has passed, you really are mourning for yourself, because it's very selfish to cry when someone dies, because we don't know where they went. And they could be chilling. As a matter of fact, I know those with a perfect soul are chilling.
Yeah.
So why cry?
It's interesting. When I lived in Zimbabwe, and I lived with the Shona, and when somebody would die, they would have a bungwe. And a bungwe was a party that lasted for days.
Right.
I mean, 24 hours into the next day, and like you said, they weren't crying.
They
were celebrating.
They were alive.
They were awake.
Right.
And I don't know, it just bugged me out, because what do we do here?
We cry, we mourn, John.
What are we dressing?
Oh, black. Oh.
It's interesting.
That is real interesting. You know, but this is how we're programmed. And this is why people can't do anything, because they fear death. And they fear death because of the ignorance. You mentioned something earlier on about the mystery schools, the return of the mystery schools. Something that I hope the Temple of Hip Hop can become in years, a seriously respected mystery school. But remember what the mystery school purpose is. The purpose of the mystery school is to teach people how to live and how to die. And that's the clincher. You know, right now, most people are taught just how to live. But very few of us are taught how to die. What is the honorable death? When do you give your life? How do you give your life? You know, so let me ask you a question, though, about some of this word here.
Please.
If I may. First of all, what environment are you in when you're doing this? When like, what is the what environment inspires you to do this?
Man, the city, you know, good life, you know, just how bizarre, like, just growing up in L.A., going to junior high school, probably your own similar situations, being misled, being lied to, being cheated, just feeling like something's constantly wrong, not knowing how to really express or explain it, but just feeling it, you know,
right.
So the day you finally find a way to express it, but definitely just the street life.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been artist my whole life. I've been doing graffiti art since like 86, though.
Like 86?
You know.
Wow.
Been tagging, riding buses, stealing markers, you know, painting walls, spray paint.
What is this? Tell me about this, because most children The first creative expression of children is graffiti art.
That's right.
The first thing kids want to do is write on the wall.
You know what's crazy about that is that, you know, the things we write on, everyone acts like graffiti is the problem.
Right.
And the things that we write on is more the problem.
Right.
Graffiti is more of a solution to this junk. I mean, we got rusted pipes and broken brick and rotting
wood. What do you guys think? Because, Chris, you're from New York. We have William Bratton here now. His first task is to rid the graffiti problem.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
His kids are writing on his bathroom wall right now.
Yeah.
That's the truth. He can't escape life. I mean, we can legislate laws all day, but you can't escape life. Your kid wants to write on the wall, dude. Hey, I'll give you a better example. Right after President George Bush, put out this, I think he said drinking and driving. Put out some tough law against drinking and driving. His daughters got caught with the alcohol. Same thing with Tony Blair. Tony Blair puts out, the Prime Minister of Britain, puts out this big law that says if you're caught drinking and driving, you're out of here. You're out of here. And lo and behold, his daughter gets pulled over. You know, this is life. These people can't realize that this is what it is. So I just say, we ain't got nothing to worry about. I say, stay close to the light. Stay close to the light. Because those who are in power today will not be in power tomorrow.
Exactly.
And those who are in power tomorrow, or us, or those who are not in power today, will be in power tomorrow. And that's what we got to remember. What are we going to be like when we're in power? Because them jokers, their day is over.
Time is up.
Time is up.
That's right, man. Listen, and time is almost up. We need you guys to blow up these phone lines. 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. Listen, man, we got our general manager in the house.
General
Eva Georgia.